way it is, there's some special reason. You put all these old magazines on my desk.
Oh, yeah, I was cleaning out the storeroom and I started reading some of them. I marked the articles that made me mad.
And why are you giving them to me?
Well, I was kind of hoping you'd call the editors. You know, you can do that sort of thing a lot better than I can.
You mean you actually want me to call these magazines in New York?
Well, yeah, why not? I'll pay for it. I mean, like in this article, they're writing about all the Southern presidential candidates and the New South and how being from there now is a lot more palatable to the rest of the nation and how things have improved since many people who live there now were neither born nor educated there.
Can you believe that? I mean, how insulting can you get?
I mean, can you imagine that magazine saying that about New York City and getting away with it?
Well, let's face it. Most people think that anybody with a Southern accent is stupid. They're still watching Dukes of Hazzard reruns because they don't want to believe that Billy Bob can talk good.
Who's Billy Bob?
Never mind.
Well, I understand your point, but the truth is, some of us are hicks.
And just how do you define hicks?
I'll tell you what a hick is. A hick is somebody who lives on a rural highway that has a sign out in their front yard that says VCR rentals and live bait.
What does that mean?
Guess it means you can drive up and get a cassette of Top Gun and a bucket of Minnows.
Julia, who are you calling?
Calling the editor, like you asked. I got an 800 number here.
Julia, I can't believe you're so easy.
Why not? I got 15 minutes to kill. Might as well have an editor for breakfast. Hello, good morning. Editorials, please. Thank you. Yes, I'm calling about an article that was in your August the 4th issue. Oh, no one is in yet. Well, I'd just like to leave a message then, please. Just say that Julia Sugarbaker called from Atlanta. You know, the one that burned. We've rebuilt since the war, and it's actually quite pleasant down here. Some of us are even managing to hold down jobs and find our way home at night in spite of being born and educated here. And I'd like to elaborate on that point if someone will just be so kind as to call me back. 404-555-8600. Thank you.
That was good. I like that. Julia, I bet that's that magazine. Sugarbakers. Yes, this is the designing firm. Well, hi, Howard. How are you? Oh, isn't that nice? How long are you going to be here? Howard, just a sec. Hang on. Our other line's ringing. Just a second. You're never going to believe who this is.
Howard.
You heard me say that, but you'll never guess Howard who. This is just absolutely incredible.
Howard Hughes.
No, silly. Howard from the Love Boat. Remember the cruise we went on, the little guy with the nosebleed?
Oh, my gosh. What does he want?
I'll tell you what he wants. He's looking for me. He followed me all over that ship like a lovesick puppy. Well, don't tell him I'm here, Charlie, and tell him I've moved out of state.
Howard, if you're looking for Suzanne, she's moved out of state. Suzanne Sugarbaker. You don't remember her? Mary Jo? Yeah, she still works here, I think. Howard, just a second. Let me check on that. We've expanded our personnel recently. Mary Jo, he's looking for you.
No.
Yes?
No. I don't want to talk to him. I don't have anything to say to him. Let him talk to Julia.
Oh, no. I'm getting tired of y'all referring all your phone calls to me.
Oh, all right, I'll talk to him. It wasn't that bad. Howard, I'm sorry to keep you waiting so long. Mary Jo went home.
Sick.
Sick. Well, I don't know when she'll be in again.
Never.
Maybe never. She looked real bad. Our address? Well, why? Howard? Call me psychic, but I get the distinct impression he's coming over.
Well, that's it for me. Y'all need me, I'll be at home working on my sketches.
Mary Jo, can't you at least stay and talk to him? He just wants to say hi.
No, I don't want to say hi to Howard. I talked to Howard enough on the boat, and most of it was about how his chronic nosebleed has affected his life. I thought he told me he's from Cincinnati. What's he doing here?
Well, he says he's visiting his parents.
Who is this person anyway? I don't remember anybody named Howard.
Oh, sure you do. He's this little nerd who was always hanging around me asking for Kleenex.
Suzanne, he wasn't always hanging around you. He was hanging around Mary Jo.
Well, I don't care who he was hanging around or who he's coming to see. I don't plan to be here.
It's too late. He's out front.
What? You get here so fast.
Well, I don't know, Mary Jo. He's so loaded down with tissue. Maybe the wind blew him here.
Oh, shoot.
Julia, I need you to say that I've got to run an errand for you real soon and make it sound real important, okay?
Hello!
Howard, so nice to see you. We were just talking about you.
I bet.
How'd you get here so fast? We just hung up.
Well, I was just down the block. I was calling from a payphone. I always do that when I'm going to see a woman. Otherwise, they try to escape.
Well, come in. Oh. We haven't seen you since the cruise.
Yeah, I know. A long time no see. Oh, darn it. I had a better line than that, and I forgot it.
I believe you remember Julia and Suzanne. Oh, you know, I don't believe I ever knew your last name.
Head.
Howard Head.
Yes, I know. It's dumb, isn't it? But if I use my middle name, it'd even be worse.
What is it?
Earp.
Okay, like a Y?
Yeah. It was my mother's maiden name, but we're not related to him or anything.
So your name's Howard Earp Head?
Yes, that's right. Now you're getting some idea how far I started in the hole.
Well, we understand that you're here visiting your parents.
Yes, that's partially true, but I'm also here for my class reunion. I went to school right here in Atlanta. This one will be 15 years.
Oh, Mary Jo, I almost forgot. I need you to run that errand for me by noon.
Oh, what a shame. You know, gee, I just got here. Do you mind my asking? Is it important?
Yes, it is. She has to take some oxygen to my mother at the nursing home.
Oh, well, I can take you. My car's right outside. It's a Trans Am. It's got flames painted on the hood. As a matter of fact, I bought it from a hood.
That's okay. I've decided not to go now. You can wait till tomorrow, right, Julia?
Oh, sure. She can just open a window or something.
You guys are running a scam on me, aren't you?
Why, Howard? What makes you think that?
Well, just women have a way of giving each other little signals when they want to get rid of me. I mean, I've had a problem with women all my life. And this was even before my nose started bleeding.
If you don't mind my asking, I know it's none of my business, but is there anything you can do about that, you know, nose thing?
No, it's a rare and chronic disorder aggravated by altitude.
But we're not even high up.
Yeah, I know. I don't understand it myself. I don't know, maybe my nose is just too high for my body. Anyway, this is not exactly the conversation I had envisioned us having.
Oh, well, that's all right, Howard. We don't need to talk. Gee, it's just been great seeing you again.
Oh, thank you. Well, I guess it's time to ask the big question. Will you go with me to my class reunion?
Howard, why me? I hardly know you.
I know, I thought that's why maybe you would go.
Gee, I really appreciate it, but I date someone.
Well, that's okay. I mean, I promise I'll never bother you again. This is a one-time deal. Please, you don't know how much this means to me. I mean, all through school, they made fun of me, and then at my 10-year reunion, I didn't even have a date. And then when I met you on that cruise ship, oh, and I found out you lived here, I've been thinking about it for weeks. I mean, you are my ideal woman. You've got everything. You're great-looking, you're funny, you're sweet, and I've just been waiting to stick it to those people for such a long, long time.
Howard, stop, really. You're just going about this all wrong. I mean, going to a high school reunion with me isn't going to change your life.
Look, just don't say no yet, please. Just promise me you'll think about it. Oh, and I insist on paying you. Yes! Not that that would obligate you to anything besides a date. However, I would make the check out for more if you just told them that you had sex with me. But you'd only have to say that to certain people I have on a list.
Howard, I don't want your money.
You'd be my date for free?
Yes, of course. I mean, if I was going to be your date, but I can't really. I mean, it's nuts.
Oh. Well, I guess I'll just shift over to Plan B.
What is Plan B?
Plan B is I kill myself.
I've told him 100 times I can't go to the reunion, and he just won't take no for an answer.
Well, no wonder. You had lunch with him. You're still encouraging him.
I'm not encouraging him. I'm just trying to let him down easy. I don't want to contribute to him killing himself.
Well, I think he's just manipulating you, Mary Jo. Whether he does or doesn't do away with himself is no fault of yours. And anyway, what kind of a person would hold a thing like that over your head? Furthermore, who is Howard?
Oh, remember, Julia, he's that little guy from the cruise with the nosebleed. He dropped by here a few days ago.
I know that, Charlene. But who is he? I mean, we don't even know this person. Mary Jo's taking him to lunch, and his life is in our hands.
It is kind of disgusting how he
rolls that Kleenex and keeps it jammed up there. I mean, no wonder he can't get a date.
What does Howard do for a living?
He is a domestic engineer. He designs things like can openers.
You'd think he could make some kind of little nose guard for himself.
Well, I've got to give him my final answer by 4 o'clock.
Your final answer? You told him no 50 times.
Yeah, I know, but at lunch he kind of started crying a little. I mean, I think he was crying. It was hard to tell with all that tissue stuck all over his face, but I think he was crying.
I just hate it when men cry, especially on the first date.
If you need me, I'll be in the storeroom.
I was just thinking about this time in seventh grade. You know, I was just at that gangly, awkward time when you're all teeth and ears. Remember that stage?
No.
How about all teeth and knockers?
Mary Jo!
It's just a joke. Anyway, I'll never forget how that felt. I was so humiliated. Nobody asked me to the Valentine's dance. Y'all ever feel like that?
Oh, I did. I was about a foot taller than every boy in my class. Nobody'd nominate me for queen of anything because they were afraid they couldn't reach me to crown me.
Howard, you weren't supposed to come until 4.
Yeah, I know. I just wanted to apologize.
Oh, well, in that case, we should be going.
Why? I mean, you know the whole story. You women tell each other everything. I've stood naked before you all week. Why close your eyes now?
Well, that's a good point.
Why are you apologizing, Howard?
Well, whoop, got another one. Come on in. It's kind of like a feeding frenzy. I mean, could just smell it when a man's about ready to put his guts out on the table.
I thought we did that already, Howard. There's more?
Yes, I also wanted to say goodbye.
Goodbye? I thought the reunion was Saturday.
Well, it is, but I've decided not to go.
Because of me?
No, because of me. I'll try and make this as brief as I possibly can because I know you girls are running a business here and the personal problems of some half-baked flunky you met on a single cruise are not exactly top priority.
You're very perceptive.
Thank you. Anyway, I don't know if I'm getting older, wiser, or just plain fed up, but all of a sudden, I don't care anymore what the class of 72 thinks about me. I've blown this thing way out of proportion because I wanted to impress a bunch of people who've been putting me down since grade school. I guess it's just been a lifelong dream to show them. And not just for me, but for all those kids everywhere who couldn't make the cut. Football, basketball, cheerleading, band.
Band? You knew someone who couldn't make band? I'm sorry, go on.
I just wanted to do it for all those kids on the sidelines of life. Sometimes in my dreams, I can see myself making that fourth quarter touchdown, and they're just chanting my name. Well, Mary Jo was going to be my touchdown. But I realize now that's just a lie. The kind of lie people invent to hide their own inadequacies. And the truth lies buried somewhere deep within each of us. I mean, that's the great leveler, isn't it? That's what makes us all the same. The big man on campus and the creep. As long as I know that I'm not what they think, what difference does it make?
Howard, you gotta stop. I can't take anymore, especially that part about the kid who couldn't make band.
Me too. I knew this boy, Joe Rifkin. He had a very bad stuttering problem. All the kids were always laughing at him. And then he was killed in Vietnam.
Oh, that's so sad.
This has got me thinking about Marvin Zellers. He always wore clear fingernail polish and a scarf on his head. Somebody beat him up every day. When I think of the pain that kid went through.
You know, I've never told anyone this before, but, you know, my parents didn't have the money to buy me a formal for my senior prom. And Mama was having Virgil at the time, so she couldn't make me one. So Daddy went to Corning, this town about 30 miles from Poplar Bluff, and he bought me a dress at a secondhand store. It was mint green. It was beautiful. I didn't know where it came from until I went to the prom, and Carol Belford's rich cousin from Corning was there. She told everyone that
that it was her old dress. I never told Mama or Daddy. I wanted to die. I just wanted to die.
If we only realized how much we hurt each other when we're young.
Yeah. Wouldn't it be wonderful if everyone could feel special just once?
I mean, wouldn't it be great if everyone just once in their life could walk out on a stage and get a 5-minute standing ovation? You know, or sometimes I've even thought you could have like a little applause box, you know, keep it on your dresser. I mean, Howard, you're an engineer, you could make one, you know, and then anytime you're down, you know, you could just open it and stand there and listen to all the cheering and bravos.
Yeah. Cheers and bravos are important, aren't they?
Okay.
I knew I shouldn't have come to this reunion. In a weak moment, I felt sorry for Howard, but this can only cause trouble. I can already feel the wives getting mad at me just because their husbands are staring. Oh, hey, Julia, want to get a call at the bar? Julia, what's the matter with you?
Oh, nothing. I was just thinking, I can't believe I'm at a class of 72 high school reunion with 250 people I've never seen before in my life, accompanied by a man I met on a singles cruise. I mean, somewhere along the way, my life has gotten off course.
So, how long have you known Howard?
Oh, long enough. I'm crazy about him. We all are.
We?
Yeah, that woman he's with right there and those two women over there.
What, are you all related to Howard or something?
Oh, no, we date him. Sometimes one at a time, sometimes as a unit. Just depends on his mood.
So who's this guy coming towards us?
I don't know, it's hard to... Oh, no, it's Doug Luttrell. I hate this guy's guts. He drove a Jag in high school, and he was always making fun of my name.
Hey, Erpeb! How's it going, guy? You're looking swell. Oh, got you some new Kleenex and everything.
Yeah. How you doing, Doug? Let me introduce you to one of my dates. This is Mary Jo Shively.
How do you do?
One of your dates. That's very funny, Ed. A guy like you's got to have a sense of humor. Get you through the rough spots, huh?
Excuse me just a second. Charlene? Julia, Suzanne, would you come over here a second? I want to introduce you to one of Howard's oldest and dearest friends, Doug Luttrell.
Luttrell.
These are Howard's other dates, Charlene, Suzanne, and Julia.
Hi.
Okay. I give. You rented them, right?
Are you implying that we look rented?
No, I didn't mean that.
Well, then what did you mean?
Well, you have to admit it's a little unusual.
Well, Howard's a very unusual guy. Aside from dating four women at the same time, he has a very exciting design job with a top engineering firm in Cincinnati. He's changing the face of tomorrow. What do you do, Doug?
Well, I sell tires.
That must be very interesting.
It is. You'll excuse me.
You guys are great.
Oh, sure. I like Atlanta in the winter, but next year I think I'll take my girlfriend skiing.
Isn't it nice to see someone like Howard blossom in one night?
I wouldn't exactly call it blossoming. I think it's more something like puffing up.
I think so, too. We've created the ego that ate Atlanta. I've had about all this reunion I can take. Someone's got to get me home.
Julia, we can't leave now. Think how it would look for Howard.
Charlene, I don't care anymore how it looks for Howard. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. This is probably the oddest thing that I have ever done, especially for somebody I don't even know.
Well, I'd think you could act a little happier that we're making Howard's dream come true. And the other day, you were so touched, you cried.
Yes, but it's been hard to maintain that emotional bond with a person who, for the past 2 hours, has publicly referred to me as one of his chicks.
Well, it's certainly the nicest thing I've ever done. I'm torn. I mean, I like to get credit for the good deeds, you know, but on the other hand, I'd just die of humiliation if anyone found out I'd been out on a date with three other women and a dork. Look, Mary Jo, you're the lead person in this harem. Why don't you go over there and get Howard, your boyfriend, and tell him we want to go home?
Do you really date each one of them?
Well, Bob, let me illuminate it for you a little differently, if I may.
How's that?
Well, I have had, shall we say, my way with all of them.
Okay, Howard. That's it. Let's go.
Oh, Mary Jo, baby, I didn't see you standing there.
I am not your baby. It is after midnight, and you just turned into a frog.
Yes, you see what I mean? Guys, she can't wait to get me home.
You are going to be punished.
Ooh, I love it. See you in 10 years. Whoa, here we go. Head him up. Move him out. Rawhide. Yippee! Birds for president.
Did y'all ever hear from that magazine?
No, we didn't. You know, with Howard and everything, I forgot all about it.
So did I. Maybe Howard was right. Maybe Southerners and nerds, as you all would call them, have something in common. So long as we know we're not what they think we are, what difference does it make?
Well, speaking of Howard, this package is from him.
Just one?
Yes, why?
Well, if he had any class, he'd send us each a gift. You know, at least a small little piece of jewelry.
Suzanne, this is a guy who designs can openers. He can't afford to send small pieces of jewelry. It's Carzo.
Dear Charlene, Julia, Suzanne, and especially Mary Jo, I'm sorry if I was obnoxious. I was drunk with glory. Hope you like the enclosed. I designed it myself. You were my inspiration. Thanks for giving me my touchdown. Now here's your standing ovation. Love, your date, Howard.